Roads Lead 65 Max with Pamela Henderson.
Greetings and welcome to BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max Radio, with your host, Pamela L. Henderson. Today's topic, I am going to discuss race and culture in the United States. I'm a leading and online leadership think tank, and you are welcome to join me. I'll be discussing embracing more frequent change in the workplace, and we'll cover the following talking points: discovery, problem solving, eradicate. Racial diversity, eliminating workplace bias. Racism and discrimination in the workplace are not new. However, in recent times, unmistakable acts of racism in America have multiplied in a wide range of fields, including work environments. Workplace bias interrupts our tweaks to existing business systems, such as hiring practices, performance evaluations, work assignments, promotions, and compensation decisions. How leaders handle demonstrations of prejudice in the workplace is critical to making the culture safe, building morale, and productivity. So you have to ask yourself, here it is in 2020, why are we divided? I have. And I ask you to think about it. Does your company provide unconscious bias training? In 2006, 65 Max Inc. was established. And when we opened our doors, diversity took precedence in our organization. Our goal was to overcome the barriers that has sustained prejudice, culture thinking in many organizations, and bias demonstrations implemented by 65 Max organization mission statement. Allow the opportunity for artists to lead by example that creates a platform of dreams and aspirations to become the next big thing in the entertainment industry, following the road going 65 that leads towards global partnerships and success. That is our mission statement. And that is my focus and my goal as the CFO. Understanding the system of biased thinking allowed the organization to sustain diversity in the workplace and establish tools and resources to provide and adjust automatic patterns of thinking that eliminated discriminatory behaviors. 65 Max has established a family work environment and has taken action towards establishing a supportive dialogue and understanding how biased thinking can affect others that has no effect regarding our organization's productivity. We do recognize diversity are multifaceted concerns and we need to countermeasures. These rooted bias and racial issues as a priority in our company policy and procedures, that equality is the forefront of what establishes a corporation to be true to its inclusion that enhances in the workplace and for all. So I ask you, so why are we divided as a culture? Here it is, 2020, and the Black African American people are still fighting for our lives. In 2018, census data states that the United States is on track to be a majority minority nation by 2044, and most of our neighbors are the same race. Black, white, Asian, Pacific Islander, Hispanic, Native American, and multi-race and other. Diversity in the workplace is one of the hot topics in HR and finance trends since 2018. Whether it is gender, age, race, or religion, there are many forms of human bias in the hiring process that compromise the transformation efforts companies are slowly beginning to put in place to bring together a diverse workforce. Unconsciousness, biases, are a fact of life. Everyone harbors them and takes them into the workplace. This hampers diversity, recruiting, retention efforts, and mistakenly shape an organization's culture. So I ask, why are we divided? I am going to discuss how a company can support minority employees. Why? I am the CFO of 65 Max Corporation and the president of All Roads Lead 65 Max Foundation. I believe in diversity, and I believe that opportunity shall be equal. A company can support minority employees by taking an active role that supports diversity policies, hiring and promotion opportunities that opens the doors to effective communication in all aspects of a business. These necessary procedures will show an increase of employee involvement, increase of productivity, reduction in employee turnover, and increase of profitable gain in an organization. Workplace diversity is vital to increase opportunities within an organization as well as outside. How can leaders maintain a level playing field for all employees? That is the question. It is vital that we understand the playing field for all employees to be heard, to be recognized in all levels of an organization. Leadership commitment is a priority to establish a growing level playing field. All rewards are not equally for employees. We should be open-minded and apply approachable feedback if you want to treat employees equally, and do not assume that all employees take part in leadership. There are proven ways to engage and to keep your team engaged by trusting them and tracking employee productivity to recognize good works that keeps the communication open. Schedule a weekly team building activity that will keep goals approachable and achievable. I'm going to take a break on that thought, and I'll be back. Oh, okay. Welcome back to BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max Radio, with your host, Pamela L. Henderson. I have been discussing racial diversity in the United States. And I ask again, why are we divided? I spoke about discovery, problem solving, eradicate. And I state to eradicate. However, I'm going to take just a minute and I'm going to bow my head, because we need to pray in regards to every young student, college student, man, woman, child, corporate, for everyone race, culture, to pray. Just bow your heads to pray right now. I pray that we will overcome this situation. I pray that diversity and acceptance of the black race will be acknowledged. I pray that every race shall equally be treated the same. I thank you. I thank you for all those who are out there on the front line that's fighting for everyone. I thank you for your heroism, your bravery, for taking a stance on a subject that is so, so important for this nation. Amen. So I thank you. I thank you for taking that time. And we all have our own opinions about such a important topic. And we all hope for change to come in November. I ask that if you are of age to vote, because your vote counts. It is important for us all to take accountability for what we expect, for what we want, far as change. I hope this message will reach across the nation, because it is totally important for us all to understand who we are, what we believe in, and equal opportunity for everyone. Again, I speak about racial and culture diversity. Just imagine that you own a big business. All else equal, do you believe that racial and ethnic diversity would help or hurt your business compared to a competitor that would be more in respect to its workforce? If you answered that racial and ethnic diversity would help, you are absolutely right. Racial and ethnic diversity in the workplace refers to workforce with respect, physical, social, and cultural qualities. Ethnic diversity within the executive branch of a company can boost profitability by around 30% in countries around the world. More specifically, in the U.S., earnings rise a bit less than 1% for every 10% increase in racial and ethnic diversity in senior executive roles. Globally, companies with little to no racial diversity are statistically less likely to post above average returns, even when compared to companies with average amounts of racial diversity, let alone the most diverse organizations. In the U.S., racial and ethnic diversity appears to have a greater positive impact on profits than gender diversity. This is not to imply by any means one is more important than the other. Rather, this could be simply because pushes for gender-based diversity in the workplace have been around for longer, and its beneficial financial impact has already been maximized in some companies as a result. It is very important. The only disadvantages that a small business has and will never have a level of playing field due to the multi-million dollars that the big corporation has to spend to launch a new product or service. It is suggested to be mindful to stay leveraging to be a factor to maintain a level playing field, technology, education, and communication effectively in today's world. I'm going to bring on Ron Henderson, CEO of 65 Max Corporation. Greetings and welcome back to BBS Radio, All Roads Radio 65 Max, with your host, Pamela L. Henderson. I want to welcome Ron Henderson, CEO of 65 Max Corporation. Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am beautiful. And I want to welcome aboard for joining us, Christopher Graves. Chris, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. How everybody doing?
Great. Great.
Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, with everything that's going on, I have been discussing racial and culture diversity. And I wanted to share some of my concerns about what's going on in today's society and what we are dealing with right now pertaining to racial division and what we are protesting about. So, Ron, starting with you, can you give us some information about your input about racial diversity in the workplace and your expectations?
Wow. Well, I'm not really political per se, but I do think we need change. We need unity and change. And the only way it's going to change is if we all take a concerted effort to make change. And it comes from the leaders. It comes from the leader of the free world, number 45, as we know. It comes from him, and it trickles down to the judicial system, to the, you know, public services, and different things of that nature. So it's going to take a really, really big effort to change this and change the perception of how America is perceived by some ethnicities. So it's a big matzo ball to change, but I mean, it's possible, but it's been a long time coming. So it's just really, really, really a lot of tension now that we have to address.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. Chris, what do you feel about what's going on with the protests, what we're fighting for regarding race and culture in the United States? What is your input, and how do you recognize and would want change to occur?
I like what's going on out there. I like that people are finally coming together and protesting in a peaceful manner. Some of the things that we do see on TV with the buildings being burnt down and, you know, the looting and stuff, we have to actually separate that from the protesters, because those aren't protesters. Those are, you know, people put in place to do what they're doing. But I actually like that people are out there protesting. And I like that we're coming together and we've actually had enough. It's just a shame that another black man had to die for us to come together like this. But I love the unity and I love what it's actually doing for America. They're actually listening right now.
Yeah, I do agree. It is beautiful. I have been a little emotional pertaining to this whole situation. And I do agree with you that I love the unity that's out there, the cultures, the diversity. However, with the looting, when it first started, it didn't make sense regardless to the issue. But we do have to take in consideration that when one person is, when we're fed up about something and we're not being heard, we tend to act out in different ways that no one would understand. Do you guys agree? What is your input about that?
Definitely. And those are ways that I feel like those are the only ways they know how to vent. they feel like nobody's listening to them when they speak, when they yell, when they march. So they burn the building down and not everybody's listening. So I feel like it's not the right thing to do, but it does get their attention. And that's the only way some people know how to get people's attention is with, you know, bad stuff.
Yeah, I do agree. And what about you, Ron? What is your input on that?
It's radical and everything, but it's a necessary. I just feel as though that it could be done a little bit more tactfully. But at the same time, sometimes you have to take evasive action. Sometimes you have to take assertive action. And right now, this is how people feel and the perception of how the government and how the system is. And it's nothing that no one can do about it other than just sit back, observe, and stand for what's right, stand for what you believe in, and move forward. It's not a practical approach because of all the damage that it's doing, but it's getting the point across.
Yes, unfortunately, it is. It is. We are on day, what, 22?
Something like that.
Yes, yeah, this is into the fourth week right now. So, yeah, it's about 22 days.
Right. And do you guys believe that with a lot of the looting and a lot of the people that's getting hurt out there, do you really feel that that's coming from the people that's protesting, or do you believe that it's coming from people whom are being sent out there by another organization to make it look like the protesters are doing all this damage? What do you think about that, Ronald?
It's deliberate. It's both sides of the fence. They're teetering on both sides of the fence. It's a deliberate act to make certain ethnicities look bad, and at the same time, it's certain ethnicities making it look bad. So both sides are being, you know, touched on, tampered with, tinkered with, but it's on both sides, and it's not going to change because since the 60s, man, this uprising right now is really, really, really predicated off of how our government is doing things. And so we have to understand it's bigger than us. It's bigger than us. So we just have to keep moving forward and making sure that we take a concerted, conscious effort and do what you can individually, because it's bigger than us. It's crazy right now. You know, I really don't like getting politically involved and get too deep, because it's deeper for me. And it's deeper because I see a lot and I'm very observant and I have knowledge of self, but I'll leave it on the surface and just keep it the way that it is and keep the conversation flowing.
Right. So I'll take that as a discovery and in regards to eradicate, correct?
The eradication part is a touchy subject, because it's going to be perceived on one side as radicalism and on the other side as righteousness,
right,
and necessary evil. So I can't say who's right and who's wrong, but I know that I stand for what's going on. I stand for the protesting out there. I stand for peaceful protesting, but I stand for the protesting. And sometimes, right, like Christopher said, sometimes you gotta make your presence known, whether it's something that's political, radical, or whatever, you know. And I'm for it. I'm for it. You got the basketball players wanting unity; they don't want to play now. You got the football players, because you're still in a situation of flux from the pandemic of the coronavirus, which mysteriously we don't know how this mysteriously came from Wusau and all that. So I'm going to leave that alone. That's a subject for another day. But
yeah,
it's too much flux going on in the world, and it's too much for certain ethnicities, the oppression that we've gone through, that right now it's an uprising due to the simple fact of all of the slain African Americans that's getting slain in the streets, that's getting just slaughtered like cattle. And we're tired. And we don't want it anymore. We want something, some evasive action to take place. And it has to take place or take notice. So right. if it's not taking place, it's taking notice. And we all for it. And, you know, we just have to stand for what we believe in.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And what's your input on that, Chris, pertaining to everything that's going on?
I feel like it's a certain group of people being put in place to do these things. And I think it was a proven fact today on the news. They said on CNN that it was a proven fact that some of these hate groups are being sent to certain cities to infiltrate the Black Lives Matter and infiltrate the peaceful protests and to start some kind of violent uprising to make it look like we're all violent. So I just think if you're out there on a peaceful protest, you keep it peaceful. Don't let anybody steer you in the wrong direction. And if you see somebody picking up rocks, throw rocks and stuff like that, just stop them and report them to the police, you know?
Right. That's a good point. That is a very, very, very good point. Well, in my discussion today, I was discussing about racial diversity in the workplace. I think that it is very important in order to overcome some of the racism that everyone is dealing with, all cultures that are dealing with. But mostly, I would say us, our culture, the Black African-American culture. I was discussing about how we can discover some of the issues that are happening that keeps us of being held back from moving forward in our positions as CFOs, CEOs, and any other job that one may have. And it's very, very important to create a melting pot with everyone, because we all are educated, intelligent, smart, and we come with a whole bunch of different ideas. And one thing that I'm going to talk about, because with us in our company, I did discuss about our mission statement and how we are a family organization, and we believe in diversity in the workplace. And it doesn't matter about who you are, it's just what we expect of someone being able to move us forward when they're joining or when they're hired to do a job for us. Can you kind of give us some information on how you feel about that and where we are right now and how I feel as the CFO of this company and everything that I have done of networking, shaking hands. I mean, who I don't know or who I don't know of. And when I speak about it in our meetings and everything, I know sometimes you guys are looking at me like, yeah, okay, right. But it is true. However, what is it I should say are your expectations for the future for 6-5 Max when it comes to diversity? Does it matter of someone having to be African American, Black only? Or do you believe that it is an open door policy or opportunity, I shall say, for anyone of any culture as long as they are able to do the job?
Well, 6-5 Max Entertainment, Inc. is a multicultural entertainment company, and we never was pro any ethnicity. So we welcome every ethnicity with open arms. And for the future endeavors, we plan to go out and network and shake a few hands and converse with people, see what their concerns is, see what the perception is, and go forward on making the future for 6-5 Max Entertainment, Inc. a wholesome place for all artists and all entertainment realms. So it's never been just predicated off of one ethnicity or just pro-Black. It's never going to be. It's always been diversity and going to stay diversified. So we're just going to get out there and network more. Once, you know, things are lifted, per se, when it comes down to being able to go places, do things, shake hands, and be able to touch people, because 6 feet is still in order right now. So once things are lifted and we're able to get out there and politic and stuff like that, I think it'll change. I think not only 65 Max will change, but I think the world per se
in
will
general.
Change on. Yeah, will change on the perception, because, you know, this was necessary evil, you know, bad to say, but it's necessary evil. And so I just think that we're going in the right direction, but it's always been diversified. Everybody's voice needs to be heard, and we're getting looked at as really derelicts. We're getting looked at as we're not intelligent, and it hurts our feelings, because you have a lot of intelligent African Americans that's being overlooked for a lot of positions that they're qualified for in society. I worked at Oracle Corporation for 10 years with Larry Ellison. He was in the 400 building. So, you know, I see. Yeah, you know, I've seen the guy. I've been around the guy, you know. I've been around the guy from Chicago that was an orphan and everything. So, you know, I've been with the ITs and stuff like that. So, you know, me and Chris, what I love about Mr. Graves that I can converse about when it comes to my compadre, he's very intellectual. He's just not... he's not a ghetto rapper. He has knowledge of self, but he's very, very intellectual. We do things here as a family, just like we was trying to introduce Akil, which is he's also part of our, you know, network, and they have a new project that's just dropping, probably will be dropping Friday, that we'll be discussing some promotion on that later on at a later date. But, you know, he's a Muslim, so it's where we coming from, and he's very intelligent.
We're going to go to break, and then I'm going to ask Chris that same question and get his thoughts. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Stressed like an accordion. Drove twice and got bored with them. Pull your plug, cut the cord in them. Polo down, you see the horse in them. Cooking beef, put a fork in them. Candy paint on the Audi. She jocking my whip, and you can skate on my body. All this ice on my wrist. Better keep an eye on your chick. If you blink, she'll slide off with chips. You might not see her again till like 3006.
Welcome to the future.
Swagger futuristic, kick it with a pool of bitches. Hollywood, my movie scripted. Bougie, act too cool to kick it. My roof found a new religion. Slide the coupe, my roof is missing. It's not who you know, it's who you mention. Mind on my digits, so mind your business. God is my witness, I'ma go beat it. Bomb my nose, I'ma go hard while I'm living. Car so clean, I could park in the kitchen. So fly, I could walk on the street. Probably wouldn't even hit a bar till you bitten. No matter what it costs, I'ma go get it. Benjamin Button with the stunner, with the rap shit. Motherfucker, gotta be kidding.
Let's go. Grab my hand, come with me, step on through the door. Welcome to the future, find out what it's got in store. If you trust me, then just hold on. I can take you to the future.
Welcome to the future.
I can take you.
Welcome to the future.
Welcome back to BBS Radio, All Road 65 Max Radio, with your host, Pamela L. Henderson. I have Ron Henderson and Christopher Grace, who has joined me on this conversation. We've been discussing about racial diversity in the United States and in the workplace. Chris, you with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So on our discussion also, what are your thoughts in regards to the future for 65 Max Entertainment, and how do you feel about racial diversity, and what are your plans for the company?
I feel like racial diversity is very important, even with something like hip-hop, who is like a mainly like a black sport. I'm going to say it's like a black sport, but I feel like the consumers are not all African-American, so we have to cater to everybody. Because it's like white kids in the suburbs listen to music, and it's also black kids in the ghetto listen to music. So in order to touch all bases, you have to have a team, you know, which is well diverse. And 65 Max does that. I feel like we do very well with that. We work with people, you know, all around the world and all across the seas. And I feel like we're going to do more of that in the future.
Right. Right. Thank you so much for stating that. And what is your suggestion for the plans of, you know, having the opportunity for more artists to, especially out here in the Bay Area, that is so limited and nobody can really find a good organization, an independent label to join and to really understand what's needed as an artist, the expectations and everything. So what is your input on that?
I feel like as a whole, the Bay Area, if we did come together, like you said, we would probably be unstoppable like New York or Atlanta. But I feel like 65 Max, the way we are coming up and the way we work with everybody, we will probably be that label in the Bay Area to bridge the gap between all these independent artists and the big artists. As you know, Pamela, I've had the luxury of working with people like E-40 and Mr. Fab. So, I mean, that just shows right there that if you have the right kind of connections, you can work with different people. But as a whole, it is kind of hard for independent Bay Area artists to work with big names like E-40 and stuff like that. So I think 65 Max is going to bridge that gap. And we work with everybody. I don't ever feel like we'll be too big to come back and work with independent artists. That's what's so good about 65 Max. We don't forget about where we came from.
Right, right. And what's your input on that, Ron?
Well, Christopher's point well taken. We will work with anybody, no matter how big or small we are. We embrace the entertainment business. So it's not really, per se, that we're going to categorize ourselves of not working with or working with someone. And we're moving forward and being able to work with, you know, the big names and stuff like that. This business is really, really like a fraternity, per se, or the rich keep getting richer, the poor get poorer. It's ran by the big corporations and everything. So the independents really now are really being heard and seen because independently they're doing it themselves and not being ran by the corporate sponsorships, because the corporate sponsorships is really what's taken over. And now independent labels are changing the perception, and so will we. And we'll keep moving forward. We're going to work with everybody, big, small, in between. I've contacted 2 Chainz, and he liked Chris. He wants to do some things with Chris and different people of that nature. So we on the rise, and we're going to be heard and seen. All roads lead to 65 Max.
Say that again. I'd like that.
All roads lead to 65 Max Entertainment and Apparel, okay? 65 Max Apparel.
right.
BBS and all roads Radio lead. 65. Okay.
Right. And all roads lead to 65 Max Foundation. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It does. It all works in conjunction together. Please believe that. So we're on our way. We are about to be heard and seen. And excuse my French, it might piss off a few people, but that's just how it is, because our diversity and where we at, we're not trying to metropolize. We're just trying to take a little piece of it and just fit in where we can fit in, you know.
Right.
Not get in, where, we... not
Not get in where you can get in. Fit in where we can fit in.
Absolutely. Hello? Can you open up the door? Why don't you?
Right. I'll open it up, man. Okay, that's not a problem, you know. As soon as that Pandora box opens up or closes, shall I say, we'll be right there.
Right. So, Chris, what you got going on nowadays? I see you still been in that studio and you haven't came out. What you have going on?
Yeah, I'm doing my quarantine in the studio. I'm in here working. I just got done mixing a little bit yesterday. But what's next on the plate? Me and my boy Akil, we linking back up, and we got this Keep It Litty coming. Video just dropped last week. It's doing pretty well on YouTube. It's doing great numbers so far. So everybody go check that out. Chris Chips to Kill, Keep It Litty, 6.5 Max, and the single is due to drop this Friday on all major platforms, iTunes, Spotify. Yep. So you can find that everywhere. Keeping it Litty, 6.5 Max, that's what we're doing. We're going to keep it litty for everybody.
And can you tell me about that title there, Keep It Litty? What is Keep It Litty there? What is
keep
that?
Keep It Litty, the word litty is just an extended for lit. And that's just me not letting the fire go out. You know, we lit this candle a few years ago, and it turned into a big forest fire. So we're going to keep this fire lit. It started out with a little match. Now we got the whole forest on fire. So, and that's what we're doing. We're going to keep this movement lit. We're going to keep the Black Lives Movement lit. We're going to keep the 6.5 movement lit. All roads lead. We're going to keep it in lit.
All right. Keep it in litty, right. Then.
Christopher Graves and Akil formed a group called the Deadly Combination, and they did some work in the past. And, you know, they've been to Atlanta, been a couple places and things of that nature. So they're a Deadly Combination. Those two are really, really good to work in conjunction together. And like I said, the knowledge of self of both of these artists is just ridiculous, and that's what we want. We want knowledge of 6.5 Max. We don't want a bunch of hoodlums and everything of that nature. We want knowledgeable people that have knowledge of self. That's our motto also. We want knowledgeable people that have knowledge of self. So, you know, no matter what your background is, as long as you have knowledge of self and you're able to maintain, stay focused, keep the focus point, you're going to be all right with us.
All right. So, gentlemen, do you have any last-minute shout-outs?
Well, personally, let me go first. I want Ryan to go last. I just want to thank Doug for calling me, tuning me in on this. Thank you, Pamela, for always including me in everything y'all do. Thank you, Ronald Henderson, CEO of 6.5 Max, for believing in me sometimes more than I believe in myself. And we're going to keep this lit. I appreciate y'all more than y'all know it. 6.5 Max is Deb.
Well, for
all
me,
right, thank you.
Thank you for Doug, of course. You know, I'm going to send out my shouts out to Doug. Thank you for Pamela.
BBS Radio.
Absolutely, BBS Radio. And the future endeavors and the future business that we'll be doing together and taking this platform to the next level. I just thank all and all roads lead to 6.5 Max. We have a lot going. When it comes to Chris, he knows he's my right hand. He knows I've been there since thick and thin through every single thing. And that's my dude. That's my right hand cat, you know. And we're going to go forward. We're going to make this happen. And all roads lead to 6.5 Max.
All right. Well, I really enjoyed this conversation, and I'm hoping that this message would reach millions of people across the world. But I do have a quote of the day. But before I state my quote of the day, I want to make sure that any Jewel whom are having difficulty of understanding your dreams and aspirations, and if you need someone to talk to, someone to help you or guide you through social growth, please contact my organization at allroads65max.org. I am including a e-learning training program for customer service because I believe it does not matter what profession you pursue. If you do not have the proper customer service skills, the doors will remain shut and opportunities will be limited. So I'm reaching out to every Jewel who are at risk, truant, homeless, veterans, transitioning through foster care, and girls of domestic violence. You have a platform. Contact me at allroads65max.org. So, with that being said, I am always looking for mentors. I am in need of sponsors, donations, and community involvement, meaning volunteers. My quote for the day, governments can enhance growth by increasing inclusiveness. A country's most valuable resource is its people. So it is essential to ensure that everyone can live up to their potential, which requires opportunities for all. Joseph Stiglitz. I thank you so much for the both of you joining me. And to tune in for next time, please visit www.bbsradio.com. All Roads 65 Max Radio. And if you would like to be interviewed, please contact me. I will be more than happy to bring you on. We will always have discussions of Let the Truth to Be Told. Thank you again, and have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to All Roads 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson. Join us every other week on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio Station 1. And please visit allroads65max.org and become a volunteer or sponsor and be the change you want to see in this world. With your help, we can make a difference in our society and uplift those who so desperately need our help. Thank you for tuning in.